but there's been a political row erupting between the governments of this country and the United Kingdom over the United Kingdom's Rwanda policy. Finally passed through, hasn't started yet, but about to start, we're told. €500 million it has cost. And it is a policy whereby asylum seekers, international protection applicants in the UK will be sent to Rwanda while their asylum application is processed. And this has led to numbers, certain numbers of people going across the border from Northern Ireland into the Republic and applying for asylum. Here, the government are moving to change the law in relation to this to allow them to declare England again as a safe country and send such asylum seekers and international protection applicants, given their proper term, back. With me, the line stop with this is Sinn Féin spokesperson on justice and deputy for Kerry, Pat Daly, who's been critical of comments by Rishi Sunak, the UK Prime Minister, in an interview with Sky News over the weekend, where he kind of championed this and triumphantly stated, this is proof that our policy is working. Deputy Daly, good morning to you. Does he not have some point here? Is it not proof that it's proving to be a bit of a deterrent and international protection applicants are coming over the border applying here because they feel they won't be sent to Rwanda, whatever else happens?
Well, Rishi Sunak is under serious pressure at the moment. He's got the local elections coming up, a general election for the end of the year as well. He's also after losing a former health minister who has defected from the Tories to Labour because of the disaster that the Tories are making of the NHS over there. I don't take the point that it's because this is around Rwanda policy is working, that there's an increased number of people coming in over the border between the six counties and here. If his Rwanda policy was working, then wouldn't be as many people trying to get into Britain. And in fact, since Brexit, and this Rwanda policy has been going on for a couple of years now, the numbers are increasing going in there. So, you know, he's in a desperate lunge to the right. We know what the Tory policies are as regards an awful lot of things. I wouldn't agree with most of them, and I think that, you know, trying to shore up and big up and talk up this Rwanda policy is leading him down increasingly desperate cul-de-sacs, and that is, I think, why he made that comment, which was reckless and irresponsible, really, for a British Prime Minister to be making. He obviously doesn't care too much about Anglo-Irish relations and relations with the Irish government. If he did, of course, they wouldn't be pushing through the bill about inquests and shutting them off and shutting down truth and reconciliation in the north as well. He doesn't care. He cares about the Tory party, and that's why he is coming to that conclusion. You know, yeah.
Is it not, though, the perception thing? And perception is important here, and, you know, maybe it's immeasurable on one level, but if you deliver and develop a reputation for being, inverted commas, tough on illegal migration, that will do something, and it will lead to less people perhaps wanting to stay in your jurisdiction, which is the object of the exercise.
Yeah, well, I don't believe so. A lot of the people, you know, there are still huge numbers of people trying to get into Britain. A lot of that, I suppose, the Tory and British foreign policy over the years, and what they've done in Afghanistan and the like, that has not contributed to it. Obviously, there's issues with climate, and people are leaving places like South Sudan, where there's a massive war going on. Syria, obviously, has been there's been a huge number of people have come from there over the years. That's the real reason for it. And the Rwanda plan was always about politics, and that's what it still is. It's about the Tory party. Brexit isn't working out too well for them on a huge amount of aspects, and unfortunately, this is what we're left.
Do you think this is they're tied indelibly to this? That this is to quote Shakespeare: "I'm in blood steeped in so far that should I wade no more, returning were as tedious as to go o'er." So they can't. They've invested so much in this. They've spent €500 million on it. They have to keep going with it. Is that your view?
I suppose they have to keep going with it until the end of the year anyway, where no doubt they're going to get their answer in the polls. But they're going to get their answer in the election over there, I hope, anyway, because of what they're doing in relation to the NHS and the economy, which is getting increasingly worse over there. But I was reading over the weekend, if you want to, we could make Lady Macbeth kind of quotes as well from the little bit of Shakespeare that I did in school, but I was reading a quote over the weekend by a fellow called Roy Jenkins, who was, of course, in the Labour Party, and he had one quote. He said, "A few people, whether out of political opportunism or personal inadequacy, have whipped up prejudice, playing on fear and ignorance, and blaming immigrants for problems which are none of their making, which stemmed from previous parsimony in housing, schools, and welfare." And that's from the early 70s, and it looks like Rishi Sunak is straight out of that.
Okay, what does this mean for our relationship with the North and the open border policy and the common travel area?
Yeah, well, of course, I mean,
the reality is there are numbers, 80% of applicants are coming via that route now. Is that not a problem that needs to be dealt with?
Yeah, well, everybody agrees that there has to be a fair and enforced policy. Now, I was in the Justice Committee the other day when Helen McEntee came up with the 80%. Without backing it up really with any statistics, because what they're doing
is what's being reported back to her from reception centres, from where people are coming saying, "I'm applying for asylum," and they're not seeing it through ports, they're seeing it at the integration office.
It's not, the people that apply for asylum aren't just ones coming in that way. There's, you know, some people are here on student visas, say if you're from South Sudan, and then you decide to apply. Some, you know, people apply from all different kind of countries, safe countries as well. You know, they could be here from China or from Georgia, and then they make an application for international protection when their visas run out. I haven't seen where they're coming, where the exact statistics are for this, and whether they're actually valid. But there is no doubt that there are a huge amount of asylum seekers coming over the border, and there are some around not too far from the Dáil, and I've spoken to some of them, and they were from various different countries, Nigeria, Sudan, Afghanistan, and the ones that I spoke to certainly had, they told me that they had come over the border, but it's not an option, and nobody is in favour, political party you're in, of closed border between Donegal and Derry. That's just not going to happen. But there has to be some sort of maybe speeded up policy to get the applications processed as quickly as possible, and then enforce them once the applications are made, whether they're, if they're unsuccessful, obviously, to have people removed back to the place that they came from. And all the more reason, I think, this EU Migration Pact, which has been going through it was in the Justice Committee last week, you know, there are seven different regulations as part of that. We're in favour of two of them, but not in favour of another five, because we should, in my view and in Sinn Féin's view, have the flexibility to deal with regulation and decide ourselves. If it's in our own best interest, yes, we'd sign up for it. But if it's not, and we can't do it ourselves, well then, maybe don't sign up for it at the moment, because who could have known what was going to happen as regards Ukraine? Who could have known what's going to happen with this increased numbers coming in?
And we'll probably have to, in the time I've left, I don't have time to get into a discussion or examination of Sinn Féin's policy in relation to that. I know Mary Lou McDonald was out defending your position the weekend, but that's for another day. Deputy Pat Daly, thanks very much for talking to us this morning about it.